conditioning.
Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl, when
I didn't know what I was
going to do,
Blog Talk Radio. Your program is Worship of Zion, and your host and moderator is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come back across these airways and skyways once again, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I hope and I pray that all is well in your family circle, and I hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. Hallelujah. We just thank you for keeping the Old Ship of Zion a part of your listening program, and for doing so, we know that God has a blessing engraved with your name on it. Hallelujah. We just thank you for allowing us into your workspace. Thank you for allowing us into your living room area. Then we want to thank you for allowing us to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the Old Ship of Zion on your podcast dial. Hallelujah. We just thank you, all of my friends, my colleagues, my guest, kingdom family, and also kinship family. We just thank all of you that were able to tune in on today. And may God bless you, you and you. And so I want to just send out condolences to those of you that has lost loved ones, may have been in the last 72 hours. May have been in the last 48 hours, last 24 hours, 8 hours ago, 4 hours ago, 30 minutes ago, even seconds ago. And we do that to keep you encouraged and to let you know that you are not alone in your hour of bereavement. But we want you to know that you have prayer warriors that's praying for you and with you in your hour of despair. And we're praying that God will return unto you your joy and restoration for your heart and soul. Hallelujah. And so we just want you just to come aboard. Want you to get all your digital devices, may it be your smartphone, your tablet, your computer, and just come aboard, and you can bring your cereals, your latte, your OJ, your water beverages, and whatever that you want to bring aboard, just bring them. But we definitely need your digital devices because we know that we are living in a digital world. Hallelujah. And so we just want to engage with you and to bring the divine word of truth across on today. I know some of you that went out on last evening to various church services and masses, and I know that God met you there. But those of you that wasn't able to go out to a church at all, I just want you to know that you can come as you are. You don't have to dress up in your two-piece suit or three-piece suit and tie. You don't have to get in your automobile and drive anywhere. But all you have to do is just come and sit before your computer or your iPhone or your smartphone and just tune in to the Old Ship of Zion. And like I have far stated, that God is going to bless you for being a blessing to this program. Hallelujah. And so right now, we're going to go in our opening prayer. And every time that we come across these airways, we fail not to acknowledge our Lord and Savior. I want to introduce him to some and present to others. He's a holy deity. He's our Lord and Savior, soon coming Messiah. His name is Jesus Christ. He's a native of Nazareth, yet he was born in Bethlehem over 2,000 light years ago. And we just thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, enabling us together, together, God, once again around the spectrum, God. For we know that this earthly soil that we're treading on, God, is not our eternal destination. But we know that you have a mansion lying in waiting, God. But until you crack those clouds and all of your glory, your omnipotent power, we will continue to mount up from the four corners of this earth, God, starting from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims traveling through this barren land. I'm asking you on this morning, God, to anoint these lips of clay. Able me, God, to bring a rhema word to those that may, then again, may not know of you and the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, God. Words of encouragement, words of wisdom to each individual that is hurting deep down in the epitome of their very heart and soul. Father God, we won't take your praise and we won't take your glory, but we will give you all the glory and honor that are due unto thee. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we allow the kingdom children of God to say, amen and amen. Hallelujah. All right. Well, now, without any further ado, we're going to take you on into a live program that's already in progression. Hallelujah. And I'm scheduled to be with you 90 minutes. And we know that we've already into 22 minutes and 1 second into our program. And so, our sermon on this morning entitled The Center of History. I want to say that one more time. Our sermon on this morning entitled The Center of History. And we're going to read from our first key scripture, and it reads this. Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. That scripture reading is coming into the law of Matthew 16 and 16. Hallelujah. All right. We're going to read our next key scripture. I hope that you can hear me all right out there in my digital listening audience. I know I sound kind of off to me, but I don't know what I sound like to you guys. But I hope and pray that you can hear me pretty clear. But anyway, like I said, we're going to move on to our second key scripture. And it reads this. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Matthew 28 and 6. Hallelujah. All right, we're going to read our third key scripture. And it reads this. The hour is coming in which all who are in the grave will hear his voice and come forth. Hallelujah. All right, we're going to keep it moving. Our next scripture is reads this. All right, and it says that, oh, wretch man that I am, whom will deliver me from this body of death? Hallelujah. All right, so now we're talking about Jesus Christ. That's who we're talking about. And we know that he is indeed the center of history. He is the great I am. Hallelujah. He is the beginning and he is the end. Hallelujah. And we know that every individual who considers Jesus, hallelujah, have made some judgment about him. We know that all of history is incomprehensible without Christ. Hallelujah. We know that his name is not so much written, but is plowed into the history of the world. Hallelujah. There was a graduate of Yale that said that the short life of Jesus had been the most influential ever lived. We know that through Jesus, millions has been transformed and has begun to live the life which he exemplified. We know that gauged by the consequences which have followed the birth and the life and the death and resurrection of Jesus has been the most important event in our history and in the history of man. And I want to ask you today, who is at the center of history in your life? I'm talking about your spiritual life. Who do you have at the center of your life that you love and that you adore and that you appreciate, that you would give high marks to, that you would give your life for? Come hell or high water, you would lay down your life. Who is that individual that's in your life that you would do this volume and this magnitude of love that you would share for this individual? I want to ask you again, what label have you? Have you considered, do you, have you put on Jesus Christ? Now, we know that Jesus is the center of history. And if you agree that he is who he claimed to be, then let him who is the center of history, only center of your creed, but also the object of your loyalty and your love. Because we know that Jesus, hallelujah, went to Calvary Cross, Calvary Mountain, and he proved that he loved mankind by laying down his life. Hallelujah. And the Bible tells us that man would lay down his life for his friend. And we know that Jesus didn't get a kick out of going to Calvary Cross, but Jesus was the obedient son that he was and that he is and that he is to come, that he said that no one take my life, but I lay my life down. And we know that in 3 days, Jesus picked his life back up. Hallelujah. Jesus walked grave. He took off his grave clothes and he walked on up out of there. He's not in a cold tomb on today, but he is yet living. He is alive, and he's well. And I'll tell you that he's sitting not in the middle, not in the rear, but he's sitting on the right-hand side of his Father. Hallelujah. And we just love him because we know that he first loved you and I and us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We just thank God for loving us because, you know, for God to be able to be the recipient of the sins of the world, the recipient had to be holy and without blemish. And we know that Jesus was holy, and he is holy right now, and he was without sin. The Bible says that he knew any sin, and neither was a guile found in his mouth. So it had to be holy, even though we know that our parents loved us, and our parents probably wished that they could have went and would have, you know, went and gave their life for you and I and us. But they didn't meet the requirements because the requirements of the person that they had to be holy and without a blemish. And so Jesus is the only one that met those criteria. Jesus was the only one. Hallelujah. But we thank God because we're able to have a second chance at life. And we're able to tell God, thank you, God, for laying down your life for me. We know we hate the horrible death that Jesus had to suffer because of yours and mine and our sins and the sins and disobedience of Adam and Eve. Because the Bible says that Jesus died like no one else in mankind. No one else died like Jesus died. Hallelujah. But you know, you can make God the center of your history spiritually. Make him the Lord of your life. You can start anew, and you can ask Jesus into your life. You know, God is wanting a few good men, a few good women that will say, God, here I am, send me. Wherever you want me to go, I'll go. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do. Whatever you want me to say, I will say. And that's what God is looking for. God is looking for some men and women that will be workers in his vineyard. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And so as I first stated, we're talking about Jesus being the center of history. And so we know that Jesus, hallelujah, was the obedient son that he was and that he is and that he is to come. Hallelujah. And so we know that Jesus died once for all in the law of Romans 6 and 10. We know that Jesus paid the penalty. And of course, he rose from the dead 3 days after paying that penalty of our sins on that cross. We find out that the sinless Jesus conquered death by rising from the grave and breaking the power of sin. It was his final sacrifice of blood that opened the only way for you and I and us to have a relationship with God. Now, and a home with him forevermore. We know that Christ died for our sins. He was buried and he rose again that third day. But Jesus has promised you and I and us that he is preparing a place for you and I and us. He will someday return and we will be with him. Hallelujah, our risen Savior. And that's why we know that we should be right now running to Jesus. You can look at the trouble of the world and what it's in, the state that it is in. And the only person that you and I can run to is we can run to Jesus. We can celebrate Jesus, and not just on Easter, not just on Sunday, but every day of our lives. Every day of every year. We have a reason to celebrate the resurrection of our Savior. And you know, the Bible tells us that I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually to be in my mouth. Because of Jesus' resurrection, you and I, we have a cause and a reason to celebrate. Jesus is the reason, hallelujah, for you and I being existent on today. And then prior to God's death on that cross, the Lord Jesus predicted a future day that he would call believers into a new and glorified existence. The hour is coming in which all who are in the grave will hear his voice and come forth. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of John 5 and 28 through 29. We know that because of Christ, victory over death, the grave, is not final. We naturally will feel sorrow and grief when those we love die, and we are separated from them in this life. But we know as believers, hallelujah, we know that as we grieve as one who has no hope, we know that the witness of Jesus' resurrection is that all Christians will one day be taken from their grave to be clothed and glorified in a resurrected body. So we shall always be with the Lord. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, 1 Thessalonians 4 and 17. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And we have a reason. We have a reason and a purpose to give God glory today. We're able to present ourselves as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we know that we're talking about Jesus, who is the history, the center of history. And so we know that, hallelujah, the Bible tells us, he says, assuredly I say to you today, you will be with me in paradise. And standing there by the sheets is a familiar looking man. He had a beard, compassion eyes, and a look of authority. You know that the sheep speaks to the wolves as he gestured toward the man and say, I am with you. The sheep trusts in his shepherd, gives him great confidence. On that day, Jesus died, and three crosses were raised, and Jesus hung on in the center. One between two criminals. One of the men mocked Jesus, but the other one said to him, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus answered, he said, today you will be with me in paradise. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Luke 23 and 42 through 43. Can you just imagine the man's thought as he took his last breath? He had paid a horrible penalty for his crime. But now, because he put his faith in Jesus, he was welcomed into heaven as a child of God. And perhaps he said with confidence, I know, hallelujah, I don't deserve to be here, but I am with him, gesturing toward Jesus, and Jesus would have confirmed it. He's with me. Like the thief on the cross, we all face a choice. I want to ask you on this morning, have you made the decision to trust Jesus? Can you truly say that with confidence, I am with him? We know that we are with him and he is with us. We have the great confidence that this gives to face life trials and even death because of our Savior life. We know that our Savior lives. We can face tomorrow. There's nothing that you can encounter that Jesus didn't encounter first and foremost. And that was Jesus conquered death, hell, and the grave. We know when the dark day of Jesus' crucifixion drew to a close, seeing that the most wonderful of all lives had come to an end. And for a few brief years, Christ had astounded the crowd and his followers with the wisdom and his teaching and the wonderful of his miracles. Jesus chose not to save himself from the cross. Now his life was over. It seemed that nothing more could be expected of him. Then hope returned, however, on that first resurrection morning. Peter and John run into the tomb shortly after dawn. That was Mary Magdalene. It told them that she and her friend had found the tomb empty. Can you imagine the faces of Peter and John showing contending emotions of anguish and relief, of sorrow and surprise, of despair and wonders as they raced toward the tomb? They gazed eagerly fixed toward turning the viewer's attention to the sepulcher. What did they find? They found an empty tomb. The Savior was alive. He is not in the grave. He is not there. We know that Jesus Christ, he still lives today. But many of us go from day to day as if there was still, he was still, I'm sorry, in the grave. How much better to look beyond an empty tomb to the one who can fill yours and mine and our lives with power of his resurrection. We know that Christ left the grave one glorious day and he vanished death and sin. He opened wide the gates of heaven that you and I and us might enter in. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know that Jesus died a horrible death. No one could pay. Jesus was the only one. Hallelujah. That could pay the penalty for the sins of the world. And though we treat him with disrespect, no regards, we act like he don't touch us on our shoulder and say, rise, my son, rise, my daughter, to a new day, to a new dawning that's not even promised to you and I and us. He kept you all night long till the early dawning of the morning. He blessed you to have a roof over your head. He blessed you with refrigerator. Bless you with a warm bed to lay down in bless you with an automobile to go out there and stick your key in an ignition and start it and drive on down the highway. But yet, you don't give him any regard. So thank you, God. I know it's got to be a God somewhere, because I am, this is not my breath supplied, but this breath that I'm breathing is supplied by and through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Because you know, if Jesus was to cut off of our breathing supply, we would be DOA, dead on arrival. You know, Jesus is so merciful of us as sinners. Till he said, it's not my will that I die. But like I have far stated earlier, Jesus being the obedient son that he was and that he is to come, said, it's not my will that I die, but it is the will of my Father. And in 3 days, Jesus conquered death, hell, and the grave. I tell you, Jesus lived today. Don't you let a demon in hell, a demon outside around hell, tell you that there is no God. For there is a God just as sure as the nose is at the center of your face, your forehead. There is a God. There's as sure as you're walking around in this world, there is a God. There is a God. And he's sitting high and he's looking low over the good and the evil of this world. Hallelujah. The Bible says that, oh wretch man that I am, who will deliver me from the body of death? That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Romans 7:24. And I want to ask, who is not inspired by the competitors who made a comeback after being down and seemingly out of the running? The running who stumbled while coming off of the starting block, but moved gradually into the lead. Hallelujah. Then he stirs the imagination of us all. The team can come from behind in the last moment to win. And it excites you and I and us even more when the team that constantly wins by scoring big in the first part of a game. But we find out Jesus made the most amazing comeback the world has ever seen. After being humiliated, insulted, spit upon, whipped, beaten, and nailed to a cross, his executioners claimed their victory and declared him dead. A military guard secured his tomb. How could anyone be more down and out than that? Yet, hallelujah, we know that the struggle was not over. It was only the beginning, because we know that 3 days later, he rose from the grave and he reappeared as the victor over sin, death, and hell. Hallelujah, what about a comeback like no other in all history? I want to ask you on this morning, are you feeling out of the running today? Have you stumbled badly? Think about Jesus' suffering, then ponder these thoughts. His resurrection asked him to give you the victory. Just imagine what has to offer you. No matter how far down you might be, no one is ever overcome like our Lord Jesus. He's the great example of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Overcoming power, the strength that brought him from the grave, give you and I and us hope in life's darkest hour. Jesus died to save you and I and us. And he lives to keep us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless his holy name. And our sermon on this morning has been, Hallelujah, the son of history. We're talking about no other than Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He is the son of history. So before ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Make your response attentive to Overseer Dennis Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California 95020. And you can also log on to our web address, www.JaniceWardMinistries.org. That is www.JaniceWardMinistries.org. You can also, find us over on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. So now, if you have any prayer petitions, you can dial in to the studio dial-up prayer request line. And I have posted the number on the bulletin. I will give it out. And that number is 646-200-3074. That number again is 646-200-3074. So if you have any prayer petitions that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to call in. If you have any testimony of miracles that God has performed in your life, prayer petitions that God has honored, and you want to share it with the world, you are welcome to call in at this time. Hallelujah. If there won't be any callers, then we're going to now change the dynamics of this program. We're going to turn you over into the hymns of Zion. That is to uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. So, until we meet again across these airways and skyways, you're encouraged to buckle up with Jesus at your wheel, because he is people friendly. So, until we meet again across these airways and skyways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Till we meet again, you be blessed. Bye for now. Up next, Hymns of Zion. Thank you.
News out of Nashville, Tennessee this evening reports shots have been fired inside of the Antioch movie theater. The suspect is believed to have carried a hatchet.
Kuala Lumpur to Beijing has disappeared. The flight lost contact with air traffic control within an hour from takeoff. At this moment, it is unconfirmed whether there are any casualties.
The revolution is now being televised.
Hey, y'all, 1, 2, 3. Get up, we got victory. No weapon they throw at me. You know it won't prosper. Now,
yeah, I'm just gonna
pay it all. I'm doing good.
I'm ready to pay it all.
I'm doing good.
You should be afraid, boss.
I'm feeling good.
All the time you say. So what you gonna do?
Hey, y'all, 1, 2, 3. Get up, we got victory. No weapon may throw at me.
It won't.
You know it won't prosper. Nah.
Thank you.
Thank you. she said,
Lord, please help me.
Thank you.
Yeah. Every heart shall be peace. Come fill this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. Jesus, please mention my name when you talk to your Father today. Life down here feels so strange. My brokenness is in the way. I'm not that good. Don't pray like I should. Yet I'm amazed you get me through. He sees me, but he hears you. He hears you.
Falling.